run it with a skilled hand and an intelligent mind. She had spent many a night perched on her own stool, watching him mix drinks and joke with the patrons. Her mother worked there as a waitress, carrying drinks back and forth and running her hand over Regina's back as she passed. She made Shirley temples for her daughter and helped her with any homework Regina had spread over the bar in front of her. Danny would sneak kisses over the bar top, and Regina would cover her eyes and stick out her tongue, calling them gross, but secretly she'd been watching between her fingers. She had wanted a love like that ever since she'd been a child.
"Hey, baby, can I get a shot of Jack over here?"
Regina blinked away her thoughts and turned toward the gruff voice, smiling at the sight of one of her regulars smirking at her. Jimmy was one of the more recognizable town drunks, and he was here so often she was surprised one of her bar stools wasn't molded to his ass. Regina found herself wondering where he got the money to drink from opening to closing time, but she'd never really questioned it aloud. And she wasn't one to judge anyway. After all, he always paid his tab, and he'd been around for as long as she could remember. Old Jimmy was harmless. He just liked his whiskey. "What have I told you about calling me that, Jimmy?" She raised a playful brow and reached under the bar for the whiskey. She bit the inside of her cheek to keep from laughing and picked up his shot glass, topping it off for him.
"Now, Mom never minded."
Jimmy fisted the glass and raised it to his eyes like it held the secret to life.
"Well, I'm not my mother."
Regina reached for a shot glass with a slight pang in her heart and poured one for herself. She might as well have a drink before closing time.
"That's a shame."
Jimmy raised his glass in her direction.
"Here's to Pam. God rest her soul."
Regina clinked the rim of her glass to his before they both downed their respective drinks. The burn of the whiskey felt good as it slid down her throat. It was her favorite. It had been her father's, too. Regina shook her head and took a deep breath. "Rest in peace." Her voice was soft and reverent.
"So,"
Jimmy leaned against the bar.
"Any new suitors we should be looking out for? You know, I always got your back. Your daddy would have my head and haunt me if I didn't."
She laughed and swatted his arm with a bar towel. "No, Jimmy, I'm not seeing anyone. But if I find someone worthy, I'll let you give him a once over." He raised his shot glass once more, and realizing it was empty, he frowned.
"You think you can give an old man another shot? You know, the good stuff."
He winked. "Of course." Regina topped his glass off again and shook her head. Jimmy was a character, but he'd been a centerpiece of Carlisle's forever. Hence the bar stool with the shape of his ass. She laughed to herself. "Here you go. Enjoy."
"Thanks, baby. Darling. Well, damn."
He just downed his shot with a sly grin. "Chat with you later, Jimmy." She patted his other hand resting on the bar top. "Got things to do before we close up shop." With that, she poured him another shot just in case. Regina knew he'd be asking for it before last call. She couldn't help it. She had a soft spot for the old guy. She had finally found a waitress who she liked. Most of the ones who passed through her bar were too young and just looking to make a little spending cash on the weekends. Those girls didn't take the job seriously, and she often caught them sneaking a few too many sips on the clock. Her current waitress was a young girl named Brandy. She had long blonde hair and even longer legs. She was as graceful as a ballerina and did her job well, even though she often got distracted by some of Regina's tougher patrons. At least Brandy was willing to work for a below-average salary and was a real hit with the guys who played pool in the corner. However, what she lacked in salary, she more than made up for in tips. Her personality and excellent customer service skills were unmatched by any of the others Regina had hired. Brandy was the perfect fit. In addition to the bar, Carlisle's had two rooms for rent on the second floor. Regina had grown up watching people climb up and down those rickety old steps in the back. Musicians and bikers, and sometimes amorous couples who only ever rented the room for a couple hours at a time, were a staple in her life. Both of her parents had passed away within months of each other. Her father had died in a car crash, and her mother of the cancer that had plagued her body for years. Regina had been fresh out of college when she inherited